Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry. With me, as always, is... Well, he had a size player's guess. It would be Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. All right.
Yeah, and next up, we got the heavy hitter, the king of the scene, Mr. David Wayne.
I didn't get coffee this morning, so...
He's going to be grumpy the whole time. And then our special guest this week, you might have heard his counterpart 20 episodes ago from the leader of Laughs Open Mic at Dunedin Brewery. It's Minister Brad Gilmore.
Yay! Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yay.
I'm going to clap my belly because I got a little
man. Yeah, so I had to give Brad a cup with a handle on it because he said he's too clumsy to have an actual glass.
It's not that I'm clumsy. I just don't want responsibility. I don't like responsibility. I don't want to have to be in charge of not accidentally breaking the glass that you give me.
Don't worry. It's so insured.
Yeah. Wait. So you had a kid.
65.
You don't like responsibility.
Well, that was an accident. Yeah. So I didn't plan on it. Who plans on having a kid?
He's been more cautious ever since.
Yeah. Like, don't want to make the same mistakes.
When you come to the Stevens fancy house, like, you got any plastic cups? He's like, plastic? What? Get out of here, you peon.
Audibly guffawed.
Yeah. Have some gold chalices you can drink from if you want.
Yeah,
no plastic, though.
Got a mason jar with a handle on it.
I like this, though. This is good.
Do you prefer grail or goblet?
Goblet. I'll go with goblet.
How about a big bucket?
I do need to keep drinking water, though, so that I mean, I'm glad to have it.
Yes.
I do have throat relief tea I can give you before you go.
Oh, fuck yes, yeah. Definitely.
Does that have chamomile in it?
I'm supposed to not be talking, too. I've realized this weekend that I took on too much. Like, this week.
Yeah.
Because I, like, worked the 40-hour work week. I had, like, fucking 4 rehearsals.
Yeah.
I had the comedy night on Monday. And then
Wednesday.
Now I'm doing this. Yeah.
You came out Wednesday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I came out Wednesday, too, yeah.
So,
just been sleeping.
You've been grinding.
Breaking news, yeah. Brad's dead. By the time this gets released.
If I die before this gets released, that would be crazy.
I feel so bad.
Don't look under my mattress.
Look under his mattress.
You're not going to find anything interesting. Just some, like, female porn.
Sweet.
Is that that's not the proper terminology. I'm sorry. No, we're actually in pornography.
They prefer chicks with dicks.
Did they?
No, I have no idea.
Dykes on bikes.
I thought it was dudes with boobs.
I know my favorite for like the trans female porn is Dick Girl. I like that.
Dick Girl?
Yeah. It sounds like the saddest superhero. Yeah. Like, Dick Girl.
With the iron rod.
But I like watching like female porn.
It's okay.
But only when it's a... I'm trying to phrase this without being offensive. Because I have friends who have actually...
She got to be hung.
So right?
But in porno, that's what they're calling them, she-male. So I'm sorry if you find it offensive. I like watching she-male porn when it's a she-male having sex with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is a very small window of pornography of that out there. Which all the porn that's out there, you think there'd be a bigger thing. But no, yeah. There's like maybe 5 videos that fit that.
So in other words, like you're progressive.
Do they always have sex with guys?
Guys or other she-males.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, usually the trans woman's just taking it up the ass and just stroking their dick. As their big floppy tits are jiggling.
Wait, so that sounds like me. So if I take it in the ass and I stroke my dick and my tits are flopping, does that make me a she-male at that point?
Uh-huh.
If that's how you identify.
That's exactly how
it is. If you're in porn, you can say that. But if you're just going to the grocery store, I can't call
that's
you
that's just
a
good time.
I don't know why you're being fucked in the ass in the grocery store. Like
she-male Dave.
If you change your name to Davina, yeah.
Davina.
You should call yourself Shamella. Just so bad. I'm like, sorry, my friends who are transgendered, I apologize.
Just Camilla David.
The chicken, but Shamella the Dave.
David going through the produce department like a fucking like a short skirt just looking at the cucumbers. Do you mind tucking this into my shitter?
I only reach for the cucumbers way in the back. I like lean over.
I'm trying to size it.
Windy in here, huh?
It's got a good ass feel.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
No, whatever you're into.
Exactly.
I'm not going to live that long anyway, so I got to try to pack in as many experiences as possible.
You can't
pack them all in.
What do you think your life expectancy is, realistically?
I have no idea.
I think
if I make 60, I had a good run.
You're not making 60. I'm telling you now, you are not making 60 if you don't change some shit. Myself included. I think, and it scares me, I say 38.
No.
I'm 36. If I don't make some changes, yeah.
Is that why you did the vegan thing?
Well, one of the reasons I'm gonna start, I just want to start leaving a healthier lifestyle.
You just started watching some factory farm footage, and you're like, never again.
Well, the first time I went vegetarian, I saw that. Like, I watched, I think it was Faces of Death, and they showed how they make the chicken, and like, I was like, oh, that's just brutal. I'm gonna have a salad, and then I was like, man, this salad sucks. Yeah, some meat.
When you see the chickens like stacked 20 chickens high in like a little cage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chicken is probably, it's like the healthiest.
I want the one on
like
the bottom.
Chambers healthiest for you, but it's the grossest fucking meat as well, too.
Right. Those
chickens are goddamn dirty.
Well, that's the worst is the one at the bottom just getting shit on.
That's what I'm saying. It's seasoned. I want the one at the bottom.
I want all that flavoring. Oh, yeah, it's like the last peanut in the bag. Or the last chip.
It's a bag of peanuts.
You know, like all the juices just trickle down.
Peanuts.
Why aren't you juicing peanuts?
They come in a Kintan.
Matt's the only guy still eating boiled peanuts.
Yeah, this cast is gonna be a mess.
Like, oh yeah.
Boiled peanuts come in a fucking styrofoam cup. That's all.
What's that? It's that Pensacola root.
Yeah, sell them on the side of the road.
Yeah, you served it with a ladle. Like, that's weird. Solid people, served with a ladle.
People think you're dipping. You're just eating disgusting nuts.
Oh yeah, that's the good one. Is like when, do you break it apart and then eat the peanut, or do you put it in your mouth and like kind of break it apart like a something?
Are you talking about regular peanuts or boiled?
Boiled peanuts.
I never eaten boiled peanuts.
You've never eaten boiled peanuts?
No.
Wow, dude,
they're good.
They ain't bad.
Yeah, they're bad for you though. Oh yeah, there's so much sodium in them. It's literally the ingredients are like one part water, one part peanuts, 17 parts salt.
Yeah,
300% your daily sodium.
Yeah,
they just put salt in the water with the peanuts as well.
Yeah, they salt it. Yeah.
I thought they're naturally salty. You didn't have to do that.
No. Like, just go ahead and take your rings off before you eat
what
the peanuts.
What plant do you know is naturally salty?
The salt potatoes.
Potatoes aren't naturally salty.
California salt flower.
There you go. That's it.
The jizz shrub.
Exactly. There's no vegetables that are loaded with salt, you dummy. I'm sorry.
There's going to be some that are higher in sodium than others, though, right?
Well, everything has natural sodium, but no. It's
that's
plants.
What I thought it meant. I thought peanuts were like.
Flesh
naturally
has.
So-
I think. Like, yeah.
I think Louis J. Gomez fucked you up with salty black flour.
What is salty black flour?
That was his high school band.
Salty that you were in?
No, that Louis J. Gomez was in.
Ah, okay.
They've got like a tripod site. It's very efficient.
A tripod? What? I don't even know what that is. I thought a tripod is a camera holder. Yeah. Device.
No, it's the old web domain
like Angel Fire.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's Angel Fire.
I don't know shit about technology. Like I was talking to him for like I believe you guys. I know you're not fucking with me. Maybe you could be. I wouldn't know.
GeoCities.
I have heard of GeoCities.
They're all the same shit. It's GeoCities, Angel Fire. Tripod.
I used to have a live journal. Remember that?
I had a live journal.
Did you have a dead journal? You need an invite
for
that.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
A dead journal? Oh, is it to kill off your live journal?
Well, it was for like the goth kids.
No.
Wait, there really was a dead journal?
Yeah.
Of course there was.
Life is only pain. Death comes from me slowly.
It's all haikus.
I want to try and find my old live journal. Some of that shit. I had two. One was actual live journal. Other was Lamer Gamer. And I was just a nerdy guy who played video games and talked about
it. It was just a picture.
Poorly, because I'm not good with words.
A guy with a joystick and a wheelchair. Lamer Gamer. He's on a roll.
Jesus.
He's on the roll.
Oh, man.
I hate you so much.
You do?
The 38, that would be a good time to go. I'm 33.
Yeah, I'm 36. Oh. 38.
Well, think about it. No, the upside is no prostate exams. Because you don't have to get those till you're 40, right?
But you like cucumbers in your ass, so why would you be worried about a prostate?
You don't have to. That's different than a man's hand in my ass. You know what I mean?
So if it's just a very large inanimate object, you're okay with
yes.
it?
As opposed or to a woman with a dick. A woman with a dick.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
Right, you bring like your old soccer trophy, you're like, all right, use this.
David, you've never had your pee spot tickled?
What?
your prostate. Spot.
No.
Oh, man. It is a delight.
It's the pro.
I only can have an orgasm. Prostate stimulation.
Do you bite your lip and grab your dick?
It looks like a fucking Gushers commercial.
Oh, my God.
Just because it goos doesn't make it gush.
You know, I guess I would say it's more like the Chips Ahoy where they're dancing on the milk.
It's like a Mentos commercial. Like, we're like having sex, and I'm just like, I pull out, I was like, I can't come. And she's like, I can't wait come. A minute. And she goes get like four big guys, and they come and just, I don't know, just start finger banging the butt. And then I'm like screaming in pain, and she just walks out of the room, turns around, and has Mentos.
But,
the fresh maker.
The Chips Ahoy just fucked me all up because I'm like, I can't come without Dave Brubeck playing.
Da, 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 oh, da, da, da. I'm going to do so bad tonight. My voice is dying right now.
Tonight's a singing night, isn't it?
Yeah, I should have sung first last night. I don't know why. I planned this thing poorly. I'm just saying.
It's like a different Brad Gilmore's in the house right now.
What?
For some reason, I said in the house.
You just do your Louis Armstrong impression.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you got to trumpet.
I played in the jazz band last night, and I did that, and I think that's what fucked me up.
Really?
Yeah, because like it's a very...
That's a lot of vocal fry.
Yeah.
That's all vocal fry, very, actually.
Me. On a cobweb. I'm going to fuck up so bad.
It's getting worse.
It's going right. Downhill.
He's got that tea, though, so I'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
Yeah, with some honey.
I figure you just like put a bunch of gravel in your mouth and then pull your arms strong.
From gravel pussy?
Yeah,
from
gravel pussy. That's a thing?
Yes.
Call back.
It was like one of our earlier episodes.
I was like, I remember the reference, but I don't remember why.
It was Lena Dunham. Put the gravel in her sister's pussy.
Did she really do that?
Yeah,
she did say that. She wrote about it in her book. Yeah. Why would she put gravel on her?
Just to do it, because she was like a kid.
It's like when they were kids.
Yeah, that's like rape, though. That's gravel rape.
No, you're a kid. No.
Kids can't rape each other?
No.
She called it the cement mixer.
You look under my mattress, you'll find out differently, buddy.
That's ground rape. It's ground level rape.
You can't shove gravel into a pussy.
Well, if you're a kid, you're just, you know, you're being a kid.
I was a kid. I never was like, hey, bro, let me put some pebbles in your dick. Like, that thought's never crossed my
You've
mind.
You've never done that?
No.
Oh,
okay. I haven't.
It's a Virginia thing.
Yeah.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah. I was
from there, too?
So like, I would blame Flintstones for that. Just like, we're going to make you pebbles.
Bam, 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 bam.
You never had cocoa bam, pebbles
bam,
in your dick?
Bam, 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 bam. Mm-mm-mm. So if you're still listening, welcome.
Yeah,
10 million stones and crying.
You guys are weird.
No.
I like it, though.
Yeah,
I'm weird, too.
Good.
I'm weird, too.
You are a vegan.
So
yeah.
Have we talked about David's imminent death much?
No.
Not that much. Hmm. Or... I mean, they're all...
Like I said, I just want to... When I go, I just want it to be in public place and just cause, like, the massest, like, stir possible. Like, just be, like, somewhere and just fall face first in a Publix.
Right.
Traumatizing kids.
Right.
Hitting the ground so hard that it causes a sinkhole to develop... And then at least I'll be remembered for something at that point.
Yeah.
You know.
If a light could swing down from the top and like take off a deli clerk's head or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like Final Destination wise.
Just
like,
knock it.
Like,
in.
It's like if a Dave falls in the Publix, a sinkhole opens in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And, that sort of thing?
Yeah. But like someone like knocks the head off into like one of the fryers for the fried chicken.
Right.
Someone's like, what do you mean I can't get chicken tender subs?
Right. And then he goes berserk.
Just scoop it out.
Yeah.
I feel like if that happened...
I'll deal with it.
I feel like if that happened, people would just like step over you.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's why those stupid gun like, protests again.
Yeah, everyone just go about their business. I got approached by a guy. I was done shopping at my Publix, the one that we go to, Maddie.
He hands you a life insurance card.
No, and it was a Saturday, and he's sitting in his truck, and he's bald dude, and he's got just like the Wilford Brimley like mustache going.
Yeah.
Like, real thick. And he rolls down the window, and he's like, huh. He's like, look how busy they are today. It's crazy, huh? I'm like, well, it's Saturday, you know? And he's like, no, I'm saying because they're protesting Publix. I had not heard about this at all. And I'm like, what do you mean they're protesting? I was like, how is that? And he's like, they're laying down in the stores of Publix restaurant. And I'm like, Publix okay, restaurant. Why? Yeah. And I'm just
it's
like,
it's a restaurant to some people.
Well, whatever. I'm like, why? And he's like, well, because I guess there's some senator that back or Publix backs some senator or guy.
Yeah,
that, like
some real piece of shit named Adam Putnam.
Yeah, something like that. And he's just like telling me this. And I'm like, dude, I'm leaving. Why are you telling me this? I was like, that's cool. Are you just hanging out in the parking lot waiting for controversy? That's what it felt like.
Yeah, it's called a die-in, I think, is what they're doing. Is like, I think, what, didn't the David Hogg kid do it? Or
probably.
That was part of the people.
I know in Orlando.
Yeah, so they just go and just like lay down in Orlando and they're just being annoying.
Yeah.
So
people are just stepping over.
In them. Orlando? Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
Like, damn it. I'd pick up like a jug of water, oops, and accidentally drop it like on their face as they're laying on the ground.
Damn, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, dude, get the fuck out of the way. I don't like people in my way. 38's
not long enough for you. No. Let's move that down to 34. How old are you again?
33.
When's your birthday?
I'll be 34 in December, so.
Let's move that down to 33. Let's move that down to 33 and a half.
All right, so if I die before this comes out, guys, don't look under my mattress.
You ain't got no mattress.
You're just going to find a busted box spring.
Is that, yeah. You sleep on two mattresses?
I have three mattresses if you want to get technical.
Well, a box spring isn't a mattress. All right,
so I have a box spring and two mattresses.
That's crazy.
No, a bed's like
this
high.
Is it on the floor?
No, it's like this high on there.
Why do you have two mattresses?
I don't know. We have two of the memory foams. And we had the one.
What?
In case
Why
one
do you
forgets.
Need two? Yes.
Two Tempur-Pedics.
That's how you do it, dude. No, the
that's
one.
Like, that's like $18,000
worth of explain.
Mattress.
Let me explain.
This
explain,
one's backing please. It up to the cloud.
Yeah.
That pillow top. No.
I sleep with the fan in my face.
Well, here's the thing. When we moved, we wanted a new mattress. So I went to Big Lots and I bought a racist mattress.
How is that racist?
Because it's the Paula Deen one.
Okay.
From Big Lots.
So remember, deep
you don't
fried?
Remember that whole like well, racist. Oh.
Tell me the thing that she
made
said.
Out of butter.
I'm not going to
use the exact words.
I'm not going to say that.
Stab your ass.
Yeah, exactly. No, but so we bought that one, and because no. It's from Big Lots, it was only like $400, so it was like cheap as shit memory foam. So when we'd sleep on it, my girl would complain that it like she, we're big people. And we sink. She would sink to the bottom of the. And she's like, I could feel the box spring like digging into me. So then we got her parents' old
That's
memory foam mattress, and then we stack that one on yeah. top of the other one. So we have two memory foams on top of a.
You're
box
sleeping foam. On the mattress that her parents used to sleep on.
Well, that's the bottom one, and then mine's on top. So okay. I sleep on my mattress.
Yeah, all your juices are on the top one.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's good. No old people juice for well, Davey.
I mean, if she's fat, her parents are probably fat, so it's probably not much.
It's genetic.
Fucking went on there.
Hey, fat people can fuck. I fuck. I fuck for short intervals. I fuck.
Yeah, we gotta take five breaks in between. Oh, there's a lot of sounds you don't want to hear, Steven.
A lot of flapping.
What's your favorite position as a big dude, David?
Doggy style, dude, Doggy. Always, yeah.
I like
I don't have to look at him.
Put your belly on her.
Face the wall. Take him to task.
I like to do the scissor.
Yeah. Well, I do it with the guys.
Where are you putting the dicks at?
Nowhere. Oh, just balls to balls.
Why?
While jerking each other off.
That's just jerk off.
Yeah, but it's horrible. Better with the balls to
Why
balls.
Why would you smash your balls together?
Because it's a stimulant. Dude. If you
no,
rub it just
not.
Right, it's like, ooh.
But you're smashing balls.
David yeah. just takes some poppers and he's just rubbing balls.
Cucumber in the ass. Jerk
I think
each other off.
I think we're going to need to be 32.
You died last year. Died last.
You're a ghost right now.
That's a big ass ghost. Are there fat ghosts? You never see fat ghosts, do you?
In Casper, there was a fat ghost.
Yeah. There's fat ghosts.
Casper did have a little belly on her, too.
No.
Not Casper.
No, there was like.
Casper's a guy.
Yeah.
Know? Oh, yeah.
Was Casper's a guy. He just has a girl's voice because that's right. How they do boys.
Yeah. It's like Bart
boys.
Simpson.
I can't sing.
Boys.
No, but like Casper had that fat shit ghost who always tormented him.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
he had
true.
The three uncles.
And,
yeah.
And the Slimer was pretty fat.
Yeah.
Slimer was fat as shit.
I don't even know what Slimer was.
He was a
green thing. Ectoplasma ghost.
Yeah. He's flying high sea.
He wasn't a ghost.
I had a toothpaste.
I guess he was a ghost.
It was called Ecto Cooler was a drink, so I just assumed it was ectoplasm.
Oh my god, that shit was so good.
I know. Yeah. I would put it in the freezer and then cut the box open like a mongrel and then just like dig it out with a spoon and eat it.
I would just drink it.
No, I didn't like that, like it frozen.
No. I wanted it inside of me as fast as possible. I had time to wait for no bullshit.
Just like David with the cucumbers.
Exactly.
This has to be inside me now.
And I did take it anally. So same exactly the cucumber.
Just injected.
I would put the straw in my butt and squeeze.
David pulls it out perfectly sliced.
Just found out that Brad invented butt chugging.
Yep. The ripe old age of 9. It's like, I wonder what this Ecto Cooler tastes like in my booty.
Did you ever put in the pee hole to wash the gravel
down? I don't put gravel on my dick.
Oh, okay.
Is he chewing on some salt leaves?
Yeah. Oh my god. Salt leaves.
It's a plant, god damn it.
Yeah.
There's plants that have gel in them.
Gandhi just walks into the farm. He's like, but we have all this salty lettuce.
You have to wash
Why
it.
Would I pay for salt?
Everybody just walk around going, I'm so thirsty.
I just keep eating the salad. I keep getting thirsty. Oh,
that's man. How they died of dehydration. Now you know. Right, the more you know.
God, all we have to do is just drink the Dead Sea.
How long have I known you, Dave?
Does Virginia have higher or lower rated schools than us?
Well, they misled with that.
Does Virginia have higher or lower rated schools than Florida?
Actually, Virginia Beach is pretty good. They said the city they
you're
said.
You're disproving
that's
that.
The coast.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, where I'm from, no, it was true. Like they said, it wasn't the best schools. I think Iowa has like the best schools. But they said that Virginia Beach is like one of the best cities to raise your kids in.
Didn't you say you went to like the ghetto school?
Yeah.
In the ghetto.
I did two years at Salem.
Did two stints.
And a motocross.
I did 2 years. It's like a prison.
I went to two different high schools.
I served my time.
Yeah.
So like Salem, I was
goes
a minority.
In the first period, he just hears that, like the door locks behind him.
Oh yeah. We had police and shit there. Police would just wander our halls and make sure shit wouldn't happen. I'm dead serious.
Wait, with like a nightstick?
No, just like they'd have guns and shit, but.
Right.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, that was my first high school. I went to 2 years, and then I went to like an all-white school, kind of.
And
so,
you're
like,
still a minority because you're fat.
No, because I was poor. Like, it was a rich. So, like, all right. So, I go to the lunch at
they
like,
made fun
at
of
Salem.
For not being in drama
at Salem. There'd be all black and like Filipinos and a bunch of mixed people. So there's like a bunch of blacks and Filipinos was like the main. And then, but everyone's mixed. So like white people are scattered throughout lunch. And then when I went to Kellum. It was all white tables and then one table of black kids. And, like, they didn't even talk to me because their parents was, like, I would go to my buddy Hassan's house. It was, like, the goddamn Huxtables. Like, his mom was, like, a doctor or a lawyer and his dad was a doctor.
Wait,
so I felt like eating at their house. I'm like, I don't even fucking belong here. It's so weird, man.
His dad kept offering you drinks.
Yeah.
He's like, it's a sleepover. Dude. Right.
Yeah. Cosby. Are these fictional people you're talking about?
Yeah. Dessert was always a Jello pudding pop. It was really weird.
I always got sleepy.
Why don't you kids just sit down? I'm going to go ahead and take a picture of my Kodak.
So, like, because I moved in with my aunt, so I was living with my aunt. We had, like, two families because our house got, like, foreclosed on. So it was like, I just. So, like, even when I went to this rich school, I felt I was still a minority because I was poor. So, like, no one even accepted me there. It was weird.
David's okay. Never
his
fit
baseball
in.
Baseball bat isn't even signed by Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is actually my distant cousin.
Really?
Of course
no.
He is.
Oh, okay.
No.
David has to follow them through their house on their Segways.
On foot, too, I know. They wouldn't even let me use the guest Segway.
Yeah, I mean,
wait up, Hassan. Hassan, wait up.
How's his name? Hassan. Hassan Bess was his name.
Oh, damn. Calling him out.
Oh, yeah.
No, shots fired.
No, he was cool. Like, we used to play
we're
basketball
coming for
and
you.
Stuff. But, like, when I would go to his house, it's like a huge house, him and his brother, and like it was like, you know, parents with two kids. And big ass house, like 5-bedroom house. And I'm just like, I don't belong here. This is too rich for me. I'm just poor white trash. Dude.
You guys watch those like those rich people house hunting shows?
Nah.
My girlfriend does all the time.
Yeah. I love watching them because they're like, well, it's got 10 bedrooms and 23 bathrooms. I'm like, what the? Why do you need so many places?
This would
shit?
Be a great place to start a family. It's just two of them and a dog. Why do you want to start? How many kids do you plan on having?
We have our fur baby.
Yeah. We need to have a big backyard so Pumpkin can run around. It's like, oh my god.
And it's like,
fuck that dog.
It's a chihuahua, alright?
Go fuck that dog.
You ever watched The Good Place, Brad?
Yes. I've seen the first season and I'm still waiting for the second season to drop on Netflix.
I just want a GIF, whatever, of when Ted Danson kicks a dog into the sun.
Oh my god, it's so awesome.
Just like this
what?
Little,
what
little,
show is this?
This the little toy place. Dog, and he just kicks it into the sun. He's like, no, this must be the glitch, and he just kicks it. He just like bursts into flames in the sun.
He's like, has anybody seen my dog? He's like, oh, oops.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a show about like the afterlife, and it's like people go to the good place or the bad place.
Oh, okay.
And Ted Danson is running the good place. The
so he's
sector
God,
of it.
Or he's just like...
No, he's just like a... Like, I don't want to like spoil anything for you.
Right,
he's like
man.
Running that place.
Yeah, he's like the afterlife manager for the community.
Yeah, Things he go wrong, and there's like glitchy, he calls them glitches, and like, it's like, this dog's not supposed to be here, and he just kicks him to the side. It's so great.
It was just like a little burst of fire.
And everybody eats like Froyo.
What channel is this on?
It was on ABC, I think.
Yeah. It's on the first season's on Netflix.
Okay. First season's on Netflix.
Both are on Hulu.
Okay.
Anytime someone says anything other than Netflix, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not watching it.
I know, it makes me mad because they'll do that. They'll put like one season on Netflix and then like all eight other ones are on Hulu.
Well, the thing I hate that they do on Hulu is they'll put on five of the last episodes. Like they won't put the whole season on.
I hate that shit. That's why I got rid of Hulu, because I was like, fuck, I can't even watch shit I want to watch. Fuck.
I'm like, I'm not going to have any continuity. Fuck you. Exactly.
You just pick up in the middle of like the you know, the...
Have you ever
the
had a
climax or whatever?
Yeah, have you ever had a part in a show where like we hadn't watched like two or three episodes, and then you're like, I have a feeling this is a big deal, but I have no idea why. Because somebody shows up and everybody's like, and you're like, oh no, I missed something. Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like not knowing.
You should watch Twin Peaks, because even if you watch it in order.
Yeah,
you still get that feeling.
Yeah,
still doesn't make sense.
So weird.
I like it now. I think I've never seen it, but I want to see that. Though.
I haven't seen any of the new one.
The new one's good, but it ends horribly.
If it sounds like if it's that astrune, like everything's just all scattered about.
The first two seasons used to be on Netflix. It's really good.
Yeah.
So they walk backwards and talk backwards.
David Lynch. What
was it? It was like a murder, and he's trying to solve it.
Yeah.
In a place called Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
it evolves from like a murder into a murder rape into like a murder rape sex cult into like some guy just kills people for fun, and then there's like demons and like it just keeps getting crazier the longer you watch it.
Dude, I watched like it was on regular television and it was just like a random episode. You ever seen Supernatural?
Yeah,
it is so bad, but like I couldn't stop watching it.
The first five,
the acting is atrocious in the show.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I keep watching this. I don't know why. I was like, I watched like three episodes.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah,
the blonde one. His name's Dean on the show. Jensen Ackles. He has that like horrible Batman voice.
Which
just makes the show almost unwatchable. He's like, we gotta go hunt these demons.
Yeah,
you know for fucking sure you don't talk like that. Like,
yeah, it's just it was just like the acting.
But I'm Supernatural.
Yeah. Those two guys were okay, but like everyone else, I'm like, what is this?
See, I did the same thing with Charmed.
Charmed is
Charmed.
Good.
I got hooked on a charm, and I felt the same way about that. And then on top of that, Seventh Heaven.
You ever fuck with Buffy?
Seventh Heaven.
No, I've seen a couple episodes. Actually, no, I did watch Buffy. I watched like the first two seasons religiously for a while.
Buffy.
That's Sarah Michelle
this
Gellar,
back
right?
Before, like,
I've only seen the movie.
Yeah, Buffy was so good.
And it was before Netflix, so like.
You just watch reruns on UPN
and,
or something?
I hope for, you know, there's no continuity for us. So, like, I'd be like, just like you say, you watch something, I was like, oh, I feel like it's a big deal, but I don't know who this is. Like, somebody showed up and everyone's like, oh my God. And I'm like, who the fuck's that guy?
It's because the music and they like, boom, boom. You're like, oh God, something important's happening, but I have no idea what it is.
He's ominous.
Does it just make that sound when he walks into every room? I'm like, I'm so confused.
He just texts his phone. He's like, oh, text message.
Tex-Mex, baby.
Perfect.
That dog barking.
Yeah. My dog's a psychopath.
Pipe down,
what kind
Piper.
Of dog do you have?
I believe she's a beagle pointer.
Yeah, she's super neurotic.
She points out other beagles.
She's insane.
No?
I think you need to be 29.
This is going to keep lowering my death age.
Yeah.
Actually, you're...
29 months? My mom should killed me.
Like, you should be dead already.
David Wayne, our little miracle.
I was almost aborted, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Like swallow abortion or like real abortion?
No, like a real abortion. That's funny.
At the advice of a dentist.
Well, it's because my mom was 15.
You could be a butt.
Oh,
you
really?
You could be a butt abortion.
A what?
Butt abortion.
A butt abortion.
Damn, that's crazy. Hell's
47.
I just had sex with a 48-year-old woman.
47.
So. Wait, what is your mom's name?
No, she lives in Atlanta.
I was in Atlanta.
No, you don't
I'm pretty sure you're not your mom.
What else can I feed you? She
you
was
were
in Duluth, actually.
Who?
In Duluth. It's like a city north of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
I've never been to Duluth, so that wasn't her.
Oh, okay. I was about to say,
fucked some woman from Duluth.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, my God. That was her.
She had hair and eyes?
No.
Oh.
That was definitely her, right? I know you tried to trick me.
She looked just like David Wayne.
I think I just fucked David Wayne.
Weird and everything.
Oh, my God. If I had sex with David Wayne, that would be so gross.
She's like, you want some
of the smells that would come out of that session. Oh, God.
She's like, you want some of my salt lick?
It's a rock.
He doesn't know.
It's a plants rock. Aren't salty.
I thought potatoes
were salty. A peanut's not a plant.
I thought potatoes were salty. You're so dumb.
Like if you just ate a raw potato.
Yes, it would not be salty at all.
Okay. Not even a little bit.
Even if you cook a raw potato, it would not be salty at all.
If you cook it, I thought you boiled all the salt out of it.
That's not how it works. Oh my god. You literally believe that, or are you just fucking with me?
No.
Okay. Oh my god! Because I was like, it's gonna need to be one.
No, usually it always reverts to my stupidity being the brunt of most of the jokes.
But. No, I'm pretty stupid too, though. No. Like when I was younger,
honestly did believe that some shit is naturally salty. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, no, like
I don't know why like, I thought I don't, that. Like,
not plants. I can't think of a salty plant.
Well, peanuts are usually salted, right?
No.
Salted, yes.
Salted. Yes. Okay, so I thought they naturally were like had that. So they're like, well, let's just add a little more. You
just
know what I mean?
Just because they're salted doesn't mean they're naturally salty. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah, if it's always been presented to you with salt.
No, I mean, yeah, but they
I'm
always...
trying to help, God
no,
damn it.
I know you are. Don't worry about it, Matt. It's fine.
Maybe because I've like worked in the kitchen for a long time. It just seems...
Yeah, I just assume that it's naturally knowledge. Sodium based.
You so damn. You so damn. Yeah. So damn. Wait, you're so damn dumb.
Yeah.
Nailed there we it. Go.
It took some work, but we got there.
Oh, man.
Brad, do you need more water?
Wait, there are salt rocks, aren't there?
Yeah, but I don't want to interrupt anything.
There's salt there. Rocks.
Is a rock a vegetable?
If you need
no,
to get
that's
some.
True. Right.
God damn it. What are you doing to us, David?
Really?
I don't remember specifically saying vegetables.
Up. What do you mean? It's gonna... No, it'll be fine with Matt gone.
I like how he put
You're
his finger.
Be missing the last
I like how he put his finger where I'm going to drink from to grab it. It has a handle, and he sticks it in the hole.
Yep.
Matt can't keep his fingers out of the hole.
Ah, fuck. Bite your lip and grab your dick. All right, now he's gone. What do we really think about him?
What do you think, Dave?
Oh, I thought we were just going to do dead air, and that would have been like, that would have been sufficient enough just no one say anything. No.
The ultimate fuck you.
Yeah, right? What do we really think about him? And then you just like input a cricket sound in there or some shit.
How many episodes do you guys have so far?
This will be 31, right?
31 official.
Nice.
John J. Murray was on the bonus episode, though.
Ah.
Yeah, so really this is the 32nd. And I have another bonus episode I've not put out because I'm too lazy to get our Patreon done. So,
yeah, we're going to try to charge people to listen to us.
Do it.
Yeah.
I want money.
Or set up like a donation page maybe or like, I don't know. Don't take advice from me.
No.
I want money so bad.
Yes.
But I heard that Patreon shit's like different now because Cumtown pretty much fucked it up.
Yeah.
What?
There's Cumtown? A podcast called Cumtown. And
oh,
they,
okay.
Yeah,
I feel like
a shit ton of money.
I feel like they're not going to let us get money because of the things we talk about.
Well, that might be possible too, but
they'd be like, "This is not very progressive."
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun though. We're having fun. I'm having fun. You guys having fun?
Oh yeah.
I feel like my voice is getting better now.
What are y'all talking about?
Mary had a nope. I looked up a whole bunch of like remedies and shit to like.
Yeah.
And like the top of the thing was like, rest for a couple days. I was like, bitch, I ain't got that kind of time.
Yeah, right.
Who the fuck, what is rest?
I can hear the scar tissue forming on it.
Yeah.
Just don't eat any salty vegetables.
I will 100% do that. Guaranteed.
To the best
your throat will close up.
Yeah. Spit take.
I don't even know why that made me do that. I just did. That was funny. Sorry, I got water on the...
So instead of chapstick, he's just got like a salt stick. He's just like, yeah.
Well, there has to be like voice exercises you can do, but I don't know if it's like a short
rest.
Time.
Yeah, yeah resting is... It's not that he needs to do more with his throat.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
You're done enough.
He's just trying to get me sucking.
Yeah,
leg.
It's like if you pull a muscle,
it's like a strength.
Like, hey, stretch it every day.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Stretch the fuck out of it.
I don't know shit about that either, apparently.
I'm gonna get some of the tea for him. I'm going to go get, like, some hot and sour soup, maybe. I don't know.
That's salty.
Is it? But salt will help, right?
Yeah.
Will it? I don't know.
A little bit.
It'll cure your throat muscles.
Come on, Dr. Matt, with the bumble shots.
Yeah. What,
Caribbean Dr. Matt.
No, you're going to feel it's going to, I mean, for your vocal cords, like, those are two different, two different ways that are going down, man.
Yeah.
So, no, like, the salt is mostly for, like, a sore throat, not for your vocal cords.
I want to get a steel drum sample for whenever Matt gives doctor advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where he has his doctorate? Like, in the Caribbean? Like, online or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
No. I went to a place called St. Matthew's University.
No, well, man, your roommate's a doctor, right?
Yeah, he is a legit doctor.
What is, like, a doctor of what?
In
the field.
He's going to be a hospitalist. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like a
hospitalist?
Kind of like internal medicine.
General studies.
Oh.
Not a science.
Okay.
Yeah, so he...
Did you guys went to, like, medical school together, or...?
No, undergrad. Yeah, and so...
UCF?
He went through... Yeah. So he went through, like, the legitimate... Well, he's a DO, mm-hmm. not an MD.
Yeah.
It's like osteopathic.
Yeah, so he had to do, like, bonus courses for that shit.
Yeah. So it's almost the same. Like, do all the same shit.
Well, DO actually has some of the homeopathy stuff in it, though, right?
Yeah, but that's where they, like, he knows some, like spinal manipulations and stuff like that for, like, let's say, like, your gut motility and stuff like that. He has this, it's called the poo move. He can do, like...
Gut motility?
He can manipulate your stomach to make you, like, shit your pants.
Yeah, my girlfriend, my ex-wife and I used to, we call that a poopsage.
You were married before?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're in a divorce club.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Wait, are you divorced?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
legally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not me.
Been divorced.
I've been separated for 2 years, but, like, that shit's expensive.
I got divorced July in 2016.
Good for you.
You have a kid, though, so think of that. It makes it different. He got a simplified divorce where they just sign some papers and they're done.
But, no, it's more about, like, the money. It's like...
She didn't even show up. It was nice.
Nice.
Cool.
I just sent her the paperwork.
Where'd you hide the body, Steven?
Don't look under my mattress.
The cucumber section of Publix.
Oh, I love all these callbacks.
She's in a
shed.
What
are we, comedians? Man, I've had the fart for, like, since we started.
But don't hold it. You turned into David Wayne.
All right, I'll let it out then. Sorry. That's what you guys.
Oh, roll call. Jesus Christ. It was like, firing off some rounds over there.
Don't worry. I have a lot of flesh around it, so the scent won't get out unless I shift.
Don't move. Vacuum sealed fart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Once I get up, though, you guys need to leave the room first. Right. It's like a fucking bomb.
I love doing that, dude.
Is it kind of like if you fart in your car and it, like, soaks into the car seat?
Steams up the windows. Yes.
But it warms your ass up, dude. Like, I don't have heated seats, so that's what you got to do.
Dude, your butt's a seat heater.
Dude, I've been
swamp,
like,
ass
vegan for a while, and, like, this month I've been, like, sparingly eating, like,
did
eggs
you
and
crap
dairy.
Your, like, did you crap a lot when you started being a vegan?
My crapping became much easier.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just, like, I, like, push a little bit, and it just falls out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But since I reintroduced dairy and, like, eggs into my diet, my farts have smelled so bad. We were at work, and I guess I farted, and I forgot about it, and, like, we were like, man, it fucking stinks. Like, somebody shit their pants, and I was like, no. He's like, you fart? He's like, no, because I don't have a problem admitting if I fart.
Yeah.
I'm farting. I was like, no, that wasn't me. Like, I know how much it smelled. That definitely wasn't me. And we're like, oh, maybe sewage is backing up or some shit. And then, like, hours later, I'm at a friend's house, and I farted, and I smelled that same smell. And I was like, oh, my God, it was me. What have I become?
Oh, yeah. If you're eating healthy, dude.
Brad's Phantom of the Opera moment.
Yeah.
I'm like, hideous.
I'm a monster.
Oh, it was so bad, dude. But now I'm good because, you know, I've just been eating nothing but straight cottage
butt?
Cheese.
The hiss is what he did before he, like, went up in the rafters.
I could see Brad, like, disappearing into an attic.
I don't climb ladders, man.
not you physically climbing up the ladder, like... You peering down from an attic, and someone be like, "What's that?" And you go, "Hey!" And this is just, like, disappearing into the darkness,
scurrying off. It'd be a little heavier than.
Is there a hippo in our attic?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ!
Oh, fuck you, man!
You just see a foot come
ain't
through.
No hippo.
Yeah, he's standing on the right beam.
At most,
Pot-bellied pig. Oh, those little things are cute.
I used to have one.
Really?
Yeah, his name we named him Remy Labor, a.k.a. Hambit, because I like X-Men.
I get that.
Yeah. I get it, yeah. I like that.
We gave him away, because he was a pain in the ass.
Really? My brother knew this girl who couldn't get pregnant, so they got a pot-bellied pig, and I'm like, that's close enough.
Named a Honey Boo Boo.
We sold him to a farm. I'm pretty sure he's 8 now. They're like, no, we got to keep him. I got to eat him. I was like, okay.
I like the smarts.
Well, pot-bellied pigs are small, though. You're not going to get much out of them, are you?
I don't know, man.
They're naturally salty, by the way.
Yeah, a pig is salty.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's flesh, you dumb motherfucker.
Well, when you eat lettuce is flesh of the plant. So technically.
No, it's not. It's the hair of the plant. Everybody knows that. You're dumb again. I'm going to need to be 9 months.
I'm going to try.
Is it the air is the flesh of the plant? Who said that? I heard the air is the flesh of the plant. I'm like, that's not it, right? That's not
it. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, lettuce is just water. You're just eating water.
Really?
This water's pretty salty.
Okay, David's going to send you an article that says, he's like, that is salty. Look at this. I found it. I'm not the dumb dumb. You're the dumb dumb.
It's going to be from David. Was David Wayne is right. Today.
DDS.
Just throw that on. DDS.
For some reason.
Even David Wayne will be misspelled.
What does DDS stand for you, David?
Something dentist, right?
No, I think it's like done dick sucking.
That's never going to apply to me,
yeah,
then.
That's not going to apply. I ain't never gonna stop.
Can't stop.
Even if you say no.
Them dicks are like Pringles.
Yeah, aggressively.
Once you put one in your mouth, you just have it there forever. He's got like 17 dicks just hanging out of his mouth right now. How do you talk with all those dicks in your mouth, David?
It's just hard to get your hand all the way to the bottom of it.
I fucked the Pringles can one time.
What?
Yeah, I fucked the Pringles can. I found this website.
You put stuffing in there?
Yeah. Oh, like, I'm not that
Jesus,
big.
Bro.
No, it was like this website to make like a
was the can naturally salty? Banana.
It was salty after.
You put a hole like in the bottom, because you need the hole. You take two sponges.
Clean up? Like, what is this?
Otherwise you get stuck.
You take two sponges. Ones with the rough sides.
Yeah.
Like, they like... And you put them rough side to rough side. Yeah.
The pan cleaners?
You put a glove, fingers down, into between them, and put rubber bands around it.
Fingers
and
up.
Then pull the glove out like that, and you stuff it in the Pringles can.
It just seems like it'd be easier to just talk to women.
No, it's easier to just jack off. It's like, but here's the thing. When I was younger, and I was on my quest to have orgasms, like, after a while, you're like, man, this hand stuff's boring, and I can't get laid, so I'm
like,
hey, internet, what do you got? Like, you like cucumbers? It's like, no, pass.
Yeah.
Pringles can? Perhaps.
You didn't have any teddy bears? You didn't fuck teddy bears?
Why would you fuck a teddy bear?
You cut a hole in them, they got the stuffing, it's very soft.
Yeah, teach them a lesson.
What vaginas have you been in that feels like stuffing?
Every one of them.
I know you've eaten stuffing out
I've
of
vaginas.
I've only
fucked turkeys.
I had a friend.
And they're gape. Turkey
gape. Turkey gape. It's like Watergate. It's a turkey gape.
I had a friend who would honestly like... Before we had the internet, we had to actually call each other to talk and shit.
What?
And like, my friend would call me, and he would tell me that he was fucking his pillows over the phone. I'm like, I don't.
I
need
had
to
a buddy
that.
Who fucked his pillow too. I don't. I couldn't get behind. I tried it. I was like
what's going on, Jeff? He's like, I'm fucking my pillow. I'm like, that's cool. I gotta go.
What are you doing?
I fucked
like,
so
you're
many,
fucking weird. I'm fucking a Pringles can over here. Who fucks pillows?
Why did you call
so
me?
Soft ass.
I fucked a cucumber. You hollow it out. You microwave it for like 10 seconds. Then put it over your dick. Yeah. A banana peel is really good because it's nice slippery. You got to microwave a little bit.
I feel like they need a channel for this. Like, they have the cooking channel.
Oh, I'm
but
sure
like,
it's out there.
There should be like someone in the kitchen coming up with ways to fuck things in the kitchen.
My favorite thing.
Fuck
my favorite
fuck
thing
chef.
Ever. That I'm,
fuck chef.
Fuck shit.
Fuck chef.
Fuck chef, yeah. Fuck chef with Rachel Ray.
He's like the MacGyver.
I'm like the MacGyver of fucking like masturbation. The greatest thing I ever did was I took an orange, I cut a hole in it, I microwaved it.
Everything involves you cutting a hole in something.
Well, you can't fuck it unless it has a hole.
You gotta just plow through that.
He's got you there.
That would hurt, dude. It's very citrusy.
No. Listen, you microwave it for about 10 seconds, so it'll cool down a little bit. You put it on the end of a shop vac, cut it on, and it's like, meow, 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 meow. It was great.
Is it a blood orange? You only do that once a week.
No, if it's a blood orange, if I'm bleeding, I wouldn't be able to tell if I was bleeding or not.
I feel like we should do.
Shouldn't be that painful.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad, I feel like we should shoot a sketch with you as Fuck Chef.
I'm down for that. That'd be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Fuck Chef.
Fuck Chef Hansy.
This week, gravel. Now, I know you're wondering how we can make this work, but just listen to me. Just bear with me.
Cut a hole in it.
I'm going to core this apple, and I'm going to be in the core of the apple.
Cut a hole in it, microwave for 10 seconds. Yeah.
Everything.
You guys are laughing, but your listeners are going to be trying this shit. And be like, Brad's right.
All right, so this is how you fuck a birdhouse.
It's already got a hole in it.
So
you make it smaller or bigger.
So you only have to microwave it for 10 seconds.
What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to put hot, well, not too hot, but room temperature macaroni and cheese into a tennis ball soup.
All right. You're going to want to fill it with peep, microwave it for 10 seconds.
Marshmallow peeps.
That was the only time I would buy peeps. I hate those fucking things. But I'd fuck those fucking things.
Chocolate rabbit. They're hollow.
These are my fucking peeps.
Yeah. Not those peeps. You ever fucking pot pie?
What about a cantaloupe? That's a classic, right?
You can fucking cantaloupe, yeah. Watermelon.
Cut a hole in it.
Too, yeah.
Well, see, like, the only difference this time is the pot pie. We should cut a hole in it and then microwave it for like 5. Like, that's too long.
I think we just workshopped a YouTube channel, the Fuck Chef. Fuck Chef. Man. And, like, it's just you with different vegetables and or fruits and just cutting holes in them and then microwave them for 10 seconds.
Now, I know you're vegetarian, but would you fuck meat? Like, if we got you, like, leg of lamb to fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I've moved past...
Maybe you can just do that, like, really aggressive thing where you just, like, slap it, you know? Like, slap
I've moved past the fucking inanimate, like, I'm an adult now, so I wouldn't do it now. But,
like, we could scoop
14-year-old Brad would have definitely fucked a steak.
Right. We could scoop out a beef Wellington.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So definitely.
So you get a ribeye, cut a hole.
I like how you're just like, you got a hole in everything. Well, you need a hole to fuck, man. It's a fact.
That's not my experience.
But if you get two of them, no, you get two of the steaks and you put it on the side. It's
who's
like,
got money for two steaks? I'm a 14-year-old boy with a paper round.
Your parents,
they're at Dollar Tree now. Get some Dollar Tree fucking steaks.
Yeah, you get them.
Fried.
That's where cube steak come from. And then what you do is...
More like tube steak.
Yeah. What?
Just go in as a cashier. Excuse me, madam. No. Where are your fucking steaks?
No.
Why are you cussing at me? No, I mean your steaks that are for fucking.
Yes, where's your fuckable meat?
Well, sorry, I misspoke. I'm in your steaks for fucking.
This is so you don't have to cut a hole in them. You heat them up for 20 seconds.
Are you really fucksplaining?
Let me get there.
To me right now.
Let me get there.
Out of fucking animate objects.
Yes.
I'm a pro. You fucking piece of shit.
You put it around
goddamn
there.
Goddamn pedestrian.
You put it around there, and it's like a sandwich stacker from KFC. With like the two sides of meat there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. David would fuck
it's like
a baconator.
The double down.
The double down, that's what it's called, yeah.
Would you fuck a baconator, David?
The DP down.
But see, if you don't cut a hole in them, you can eat them later.
Why would you eat something after you fuck? You eat and then you fuck.
You eat and then you fuck.
It's like that Metzger bit. You do one or the other. You don't do both.
Yeah.
You don't fuck it or eat it.
No, I do both.
Because he was talking about Jeffrey Dahmer, like you would fuck the people,
the
corpses, and then he would eat them.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's like, you got to pick one. Listen, you can't fuck it.
David
eat
lives
it.
His life with and or.
he's real third rail on the eating things he fucked.
Yeah. I think I could do it.
You guys don't shop and buy food that you would fuck?
No wonder.
And that's why you eat it?
No wonder he thinks the vegetables are salty.
That's how I
shop. I'm like, I would fuck that, I'm allowed to eat it.
Yeah, you buy stuff based on their fuckability.
Yeah.
You're like, that's a can.
Man.
That's
a smart man.
Sharp edges.
Does ranch dressing taste weird? Yeah, it does.
Tastes like my dick.
David, you know what your dick tastes like?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Like gravy.
What do you think it tastes
no,
like?
No, you know how like when you're...
What do you... I'm asking you, what do you think your dick tastes like?
I don't know.
I think buttermilk's good. Like not fresh buttermilk.
No.
Buttermilk.
Like ranch has been left out.
Already spoiled anyway. No,
like buttermilk.
It's like double spoiled.
Buttermilk someone bathed in.
Oh, God.
I want to drink your buttermilk.
I actually did put buttermilk in my coffee one time at work instead of creamer. It was the worst experience of my life.
Oh, I love to drink your buttermilk. Delicious. Delicious buttermilk.
For chocolate in it.
Oh, my God.
It sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
It's freaking creamy.
You're telling me right now that buttermilk or a buttermilk bathed or a bathed buttermilk chicken sandwich does not sound good right now?
No.
No.
It's buttermilk
because
made.
Because now I think that buttermilk got associated with your dick. So you just rub your dick all over my chicken. I don't want it.
No, I dipped it in the buttermilk that was then put on the chicken.
I don't want it. Your dick was a part of the process.
Okay.
Stir it up.
Dick chicken.
Burning bitch.
Gumshoe.
Gumshoe.
Cumshoe. I get it.
Jesus. Have you ever fucked a shoe before?
Maybe just like the.
You don't have to cut a hole in it, though.
What a rainbow.
Like, play around. Like, just like. Because literally, I just like used to stick my
dick. You just find like
things.
A soft tongue, and, you know, on the underside of the tongue. Like, this
no,
is
no,
really
you get
soft.
Two of them and you tie them together, and then you can eat it later, just like your gross ass steak analogy.
Well, if you cook a steak long enough, it tastes like a shoe. So
you can overcook a steak for fucking. Like, you don't want to fuck a well done steak. That's too rough. Yeah, no.
I don't want to bang a hockey puck.
Just looking at the Chuck Taylors on the power lines, like, I could fuck those shoes. Ma, get the ladder.
It's like that one guy licks them. I fuck them.
Shoe fucker, shoe licker.
Yeah, the shoe, shoe fucker.
I feel like he has to wear a duster. Naked, though, yeah. He just has a duster.
Did that guy just fuck my shoe? Yeah, he does that.
Does all of your show's content go down this route, or is it just because I'm here? And it's
it usually goes something like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't have a topic.
I didn't know if I was just weird. Well, you guys are just as weird as me. So
was there something horrible in the news we should address?
No.
No, not that I know of. All right, your favorite Marvel movie?
With the Trump and the other
of course. The Kim Jong-un thing?
Yeah, that guy. They hung out and shit.
That's like a fucking cartoon.
Like the Dennis Rodman part of that. That was
Oh, yeah, him wearing a MAGA hat and a septum ring and crying.
Obama wouldn't listen to me.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's so great.
I tried telling Obama you wouldn't listen to me.
I was like, where are you? A sound clip somewhere.
I was like, were you wearing your wedding dress when you told him that?
When he's wearing his marijuana cryptocurrency shirt.
That's a pot coin.
Yeah. That's a thing?
Yeah, he was wearing his pot coin shirt.
You guys have any Bitcoin?
No.
I have somebody gave me some. This guy who like.
Really?
Yeah, he bought a lot.
Patrick Welch?
This guy used to work with. He bought a lot before it, got big.
Yeah.
But, and he gave me, I mean, it's, $17 what I have of it now, but it's sitting there. If he goes big again, I could be, 52. I don't know.
Right.
Patrick was like, I slit someone's throat for this Bitcoin.
It's not regulated.
I'm not joking. I slit his fucking throat.
Then I fell off a ladder. Yeah.
Did he fall off a ladder?
Yeah. He just had a fucked up foot for 6 months. He won't go to the doctor.
Oh, he fell off a ladder recently. I saw a guy.
No, it's not recently anymore.
4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I was thinking when he was younger.
No.
Oh,
yeah. Well, probably then too.
Yeah. That clumsy fella.
Off ladders.
Yeah, we're Patrick Welch. Yeah. The guy that wants to slit cops' throats in their sleep.
Penny
serious.
Trash.
Yeah, so that's the best thing about Welsh is he's got that accent. Whatever he says, whatever. Yeah, he'll say cash. Instead of trash, trash.
I posted on that dude's thread where he was like, shit, whether he was calling out Patrick Welch or whatever, he wanted to fight him. I was like, trash. And only these two got it. No one else got it. But I was like, it was still worth it. I don't give a fuck, dude. And he deleted that thread or whatever.
Yeah, so it was...
It's a good thing he started all that because now we all found out he's a sex offender.
Right, yeah, so there's this.
That's crazy.
Any of you guys that don't know, there's this guy.
No.
So there's this guy. His name's Ed Giovanni in the Tampa area, I guess.
Yeah.
And so he put up this, meme or whatever on his face. It was like, has anybody noticed that the Me Too movement is actually Pound Me Too?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. And so he got called out.
It was
on
a meme like 6 months ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. And that's what he does.
And so there's people under that just going like, oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, please make it shareable. And then all of us going like, you stole that from somebody.
Yeah. Patrick put it on the Tampa Bay comedy thing.
Yeah.
And then like Roger basically found the mugshots of this guy being brought in for a sex offense.
Wow. Level two. Which apparently is like a lewd, like he definitely like sexually assaulted somebody or like. There was penetration going on.
So yeah. You could level see two. Why he
was. It wasn't like, because I was wondering, like,
what
did
are
just,
the levels?
What I'm just saying is, like, I was wondering, like, did he just pee in public and someone saw it? Because you have to register as a sex offender if that should happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe that's what happened, because comics, you know, late night.
Benefit of the doubt.
I got piss. Yeah, but then he's like, if it's listed on the website, like, level two.
What are like, the levels?
Lewd and lascivious. Yeah. I'm not sure of all of them, but I know two involved. Because somebody, I think Mayfus.
So two
like,
was penetration.
I believe so. Because Mayfus posted.
It's like the Taekwondo of sexual assault. Like, he belted in it.
purple belt sexual assault.
That's horrible.
But they all starts with white belts.
They have a ceremony. It's like, no,
oh, God, it ends with black belt. That's so bad.
You got to graduate God. For that dick, dude.
I got a grandmaster dick.
You can't just start taking black dick out the gate.
Hey, you don't know me,
you
do
can.
You?
Like, I wouldn't recommend dick. It.
Like Metzger said, going sorry. Double diamond first time on the slopes.
It sounds like somebody clearing their
throat. Oh, I bet that's audible.
Dude,
that's totally audible.
So wet, dude.
No, man, I have very dry farts.
It's all like, that salt you eat.
It sounds like somebody going, oh.
Keep throwing
that
it
was my Matt. My Matt Williams impression. Like, oh,
it sounds like someone wanting to ask a question.
Now you notice it hasn't smelled though. You guys, have you guys smelled any of my farts?
Not like, yet. How many have you done?
12.
Or like Tina
just
Belcher.
Just down. I was 12. I count each rotation.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, Matt? Like when Tina Belcher is on the floor in Bob's Burgers that one time. Yeah. She's like,
It says,
stop it! Just get up and do it.
Right, here we go.
It says butts.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is, Brett. A person guilty of second-degree sexual assault engages in sexual contact with another person. The accused knows or has reason to know that the victim is mentally incapacitated, mentally disabled, or physically helpless. The accused uses force, element of surprise, or coercion. And the accused engages in the medical treatment or examination of the victim for the purpose of sexual arousal, gratification, or stimulation.
So it's straight up rape.
I will tell
pretty
you.
Much. Pretty so much. That's level
that's
two.
What, that's what it sounds like.
Is there a level above that?
I'm not sure.
I love the use of the phrase element of surprise.
I know.
That's the only thing I got out of that. Yeah. I feel so that bad
sounds
now.
Like rape
like,
right now.
Like they read Sun Tzu's Art of Rape.
Well, I mean, it could have been someone drunk and he knew that they were drunk and, you know, pretty much had sex with them.
That's good.
Because that's like where they're impaired.
Yeah.
Or that happened in Pasco. This lady, No, that told. Did we talk about it? I don't think we did.
Did she not have hair or eyes? Because it might have been me.
You don't want to be involved in this. No, it was.
Shoved pebbles in my day.
A woman, it was like an LPN or something at like one of these hospices. Mm-hmm. So it was like an 80-year-old woman, and she had to bathe her. So like the woman's in her 50s, and she's showing like a younger, like 23, 30, or like mid-20-year-old how to give this woman a bath. So the woman in her 50s says you have to spray the shower head on her body part, like vagina. Until she starts moaning, and that's when you know like she's clean or whatever. And the 25-year-old's like, you're just like fucking getting her off. Like that's not right. So she called the cops and like told them. So this woman's in jail for doing that. So that'd be like a level two because she like molested them or whatever. Mm. It's fucked up, man. This is Florida.
Yeah.
That's how you kill a vibe. Like,
that's how you know David.
Yeah, Dave.
That's how you know David's clean.
I've jerked off to that fucking story so many goddamn times.
No, you told me. Yeah, you told me in the car on the way here. That's I think like a, like a couple of weeks ago. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, how? Yeah. Like, there's medical people in the medical field that are so fucking smart, but they have the disconnect between, like, hey, you shouldn't do that.
Just a bullet.
Like, listen, I've been bathing old people for 20 years.
Yeah. I'm a learned doctor.
I know how to wash this motherfucker.
You gotta take the sponge and you wrap it around his dick and you just go up and down. Gotta get it good and clean.
You gotta get a Pringles can, if handy. You put the sponges.
Latex glove.
You put the sponges together.
Square lotion.
On the rough sides.
Right.
Exactly.
The dick will make its own soap. Are you a nurse? Like, that's cum. That's not soap.
Then you put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
The cum?
You gotta cut a hole in it first.
What, so you can make paper mache?
Yeah. Oh my god. That's crazy.
Art time.
And cut up some old newspapers. Making some comper mache.
Comper mache, guys. Mm. We did it.
Yeah. That's those baby. We did it. That's those baby.
What?
Baby baked kids.
Oh my god.
They're like baby back ribs. I don't know why. That popped in. Put them in the microwave. You got to sear them.
Yeah.
Pan seared jizz.
Pan seared cum, yeah.
Blanched jizz. Cum.
You do the French method. You got to keep so it doesn't dry out.
Yeah. We all remember that Julia Child.
Yeah. I'd rather take the semen. And you mix them with your eggs.
You spread it around. You don't want to go on plie croquet in the middle.
It's all capers. There's no olives at all.
Hey, capers are salty.
There you go. That's not a vegetable.
Oh, God.
You take the pasta out of the...
Oh, my God.
Fuck chef, dude. Fuck chef is going to be a sketch.
Yeah, that nobody...
Do you have a chef hat, Brad, or do I have to buy one for this?
I don't have one, no. I can get an apron, though.
All right.
I got him at work.
I will buy a chef's hat, and we will make this happen.
I don't think it looks good with just the hair. I'll just have to tie it back. Like you go to work, man. Or whatever.
You're a piece of shit.
What?
Yeah.
What?
We just your mama ain't got no hair or eyes.
That's right.
And I fucked it.
But no. Yeah. But she's got
to cut a hole in her first.
Yeah, have to cut a hole in her first. Oh, well, she don't have a hair and eyes. She ain't got a
couldn't find a microwave. Just put her in her sauna for 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
It's just like...
She's like, Brad, why do you have a sauna? Whoop!
Oh, Mrs. Wayne, I could just get lost for hours looking into your
you just wipe nostrils.
Wait, sweat. You wipe the sweat off her brow and use it as
what
lube.
What is her name?
And you just start jerking off.
What's her name?
I'm not saying that on here.
Diana. Well,
say it off there.
No.
Did he just say it?
No, it's not Diana.
It's Diana.
No.
Is it okay. Gertrude?
That's mine. And yeah. I'll just change the whole... I wouldn't be able to do it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Gertrude Wayne.
Gertrude. I'm not fucking
Gertie.
German.
What? Gertrude isn't a German name. It's a German name.
It's Austrian, probably.
You're Australian. You're Australian.
Down under.
That's my favorite kind of kiss.
I want to go. Yeah.
It's just like a from French under? Kiss, except you take a rattlesnake and a crocodile and shove it up there first, and right. You laugh as they ravage it. That's an Australian kiss, because that place is fucked up.
So I know.
Put
I
a scorpion in their pants. That's an Australian kiss.
The get over here.
Yeah, the get over here.
Yeah. Lick all that one, the Tijuana bottle rocket.
I got a little prick for you.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. That's not a knife, sir. That's just your hand. Yeah, it cuts like steel. So weird.
I seen you feed knifey handy before.
Knifey handy.
A dingo ain't my baby child.
See me cut a hole in that. See me cut a hole in that Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite.
Ever fuck Vegemite?
I have actually not.
Hey, that's not very salty.
I don't know. It might be. It's frozen.
It's vegan, isn't it?
Gross.
I think you ever bust a Nutella?
No, man. I use Nutella only for eating.
Yeah, you don't waste that.
That's
shit.
It's sacred. Well, you would still eat it if you came in it anyway.
Made out of hazelnut. That.
It makes it saltier.
Hazelnut and chocolate.
Oh.
He's like, now we don't even need to put the pretzels in.
Oh, I got pretzels at home. Like the chocolate covered pretzels. They're in my freezer.
Oh, like
I probably shouldn't eat any now. Chocolate's good for your vocal cords, right?
Yeah, it'll help.
I feel like, no. I was like, I started to talk and I was like, I feel like it's getting better, but no.
They're like, Brad, you're off a couple octaves, man. You gotta.
I'm gonna sing like this all night.
Don't talk anymore. Don't get excited.
Yeah.
Get that.
And I'm looking at the set list, and the first three songs are like songs where I belt. So I'm like, We'll be good. We'll be good.
You'll be fine.
Are you gonna take a nap?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm only on like 2 hours of sleep, so I gotta go home and sleep more, man.
Because for some reason when you said 6:45, I thought you meant 6:45 yesterday, and I was like, that's weird.
No, I had a show last night.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought it was weird. And then I was like, oh, people do that.
Yeah. Once stay up until almost 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
I used to.
I used to do that, yeah, when I was a kid.
Oh, those were the days.
Oh, I know. Just playing video games all night and sleep during the day.
Oh, yeah. That's
Mom awesome. Coming, you're wasting sunlight.
No, you ever
give
had
a shit.
You ever had that thing where, like, you had your friends come over, like, when you were in your, like, 20s and you'd play video games for, like, hours, and then when they were about to leave, you'd go stand outside and talk to them in the street for like an hour.
Oh, yeah. And the next thing you know, the birds are chirping. You're like, fuck, the sun's coming up. Yeah.
I was like, we walked out of that house at 2. It is 5. Like, you stood outside talking for 3 hours.
That's what happened with, I think it was either Halo 2 or 3. It might have been Halo 3. Yeah.
The helmet edition with the, you got the free
helmet. Yeah, yeah, it was in, I think it was in college. It was awesome.
Like, they gave Matt the helmet, trust me.
Yeah, I got
that. Oh, yeah. You got
the helmet. Fucked a helmet? You gotta cut a hole in it first.
You gotta use a little ear hole on the side.
They're like, Matt, come polish his helmet.
Oh,
no.
Not again.
I'm gonna have to suck their dicks with my helmet on.
Wearing the Halo mask,
yeah. Oh. I wanna play with the sword.
Hey, Master Chief.
This sword.
What? Master Chief, why don't you come tune up my warthog?
I got a chain gun.
That's weird. Yeah, weird.
Now, my friends and I would just play Worms. Like, we played the shit out of Worms.
Worms.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I've never played... Well, no, I think I played Worms once or twice.
You need to get your shit together.
Yeah, I know.
One of the best nights was, like, when I was a kid, me and my cousins, we do a lock-in at the skating rink on New Year's.
So
it'd be, like, from 7 p.m. to 6 in the morning the next day.
Just David backwards skating in New Year's shorts.
Then, like, my parents would come pick me up at, like, 2.
Falling on cucumbers.
Oops. So it's like, I'm wearing booty shorts to say like hot on the back and shit. Pink on the back and shit. But anyway, no, so like
couples skating, David's just holding me the cucumber.
You would be cucumber.
This is my partner.
He fucking be like, oh no, I fell. Oh shit. I fell. Oh, it's stuck in me. No, just leave it there. It'll get me bleeding. Don't. Yeah, like you push it in a little bit.
Don't pull it out. I'll bleed too much. Pull it out a little. Put it back in.
It's like a knife. It's like a knife injury.
Test these waters.
Keep it in.
Just kind of work it a bit.
No one else's ass is like a Ginsu knife?
No.
Oh, all right.
You're just polishing it?
All right, chop it up. Put a little salt on the cucumber. It's delicious. So you shove up your ass first.
That's
then you
step
cum,
one, always.
And then you put the cum on there and add like a little salt and you eat the cucumber. You do it with tomatoes?
No.
Tomato ass?
Tomato ass.
Yeah. Same thing?
No, anyway. But like we were at the skating rink, right? And then my parents could pick me up. And then we did like me and my cousins, and we stayed up till like fucking 7:30 or 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Playing like Nintendo 64 wrestling, like WrestleMania.
What, No Mercy?
I think so.
No Mercy's the best one.
Yeah. For N64?
Yeah.
I just remember that. I don't know why. That I just I'll always remember those days.
Yeah. I used to play the shit out of Turok Rage Wars. That was
the best one. Yeah.
That was like the dinosaur one, right?
Yeah. You could be the raptor, which was not the size of a chicken. It should have been.
Yeah.
It was historically accurate.
Yeah. But it was just fun. You'd stealth and then just rip the shit out of your friend's face. It was fun.
We played GoldenEye.
It's like Brad the Attic.
We played GoldenEye. We had cardboard cut into four, so like you couldn't screen watch.
I felt like a real housewife of Atlanta.
Right.
That's funny.
You ever do that shit, like LAN parties and stuff? Yeah, we had cardboard like coming off the TV, and it's like a bubble TV, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't have flat screens back then. And like you cut it into fours like cardboard, and then so that way you can't screen watch, and you just sit up.
Oh yeah, no. Actually, we screen watched the shit out of each other because that was the it was like don't die,
it's a legitimate
fucking
strategy.
Die.
I know where you spawn. You run over there.
Coming next.
Get the golden gun. No odd job. No female scientist.
Why no female scientist?
Because she was fast as shit, just like odd job. And
odd
short.
Job was short. Yeah,
yeah.
And because
they don't exist in reality.
So I'd be like, oh, like I'd be ballsy. I'd be like, I'm getting Jaws. Yeah. Like, I don't exist in reality.
No, we would play.
I couldn't resist.
We would play one hit on, so
slappers
like,
only.
Well, the only
the golden gun, shot, one kill type thing, yeah.
Yeah, but that's
there's also like one hit only too, like
that's how we played. Like not the golden gun, it was like if you got hit, you fucking died.
Oh yeah, so, we would do that. Yeah,
no, I'm telling you, man, one hit only slappers.
It was disrespectful.
Awesome. Like if you had one hit only on, and you got somebody slapped you, it was
like,
you're
a bitch. I just bitch you the fuck out.
We used to play Perfect Dark with just the N bombs.
Right.
Whoa, Brad's here.
Yeah. I only played it with the black friends. That's what Dave was into. But
what? I know. That's how you know I'm cool. That's
I know what
an end
bomb is.
Yeah, and Perfect Dark is awesome. Yeah. Like, you just disorient them and then just go up and slap the shit out of them.
Disrespect.
I wish you were dead right now.
He's getting there. He's working on it.
I know. I don't want you to die.
David's racing to the grave.
Fast walking.
Dude, you should see him drive.
Power walking.
Power walking.
No, see, that's what I think is going to kill me. I'm going to have road rage and have a fucking aneurysm and just like fall off a cliff or something.
Yeah, dude, him on the way here, and then we were trying to get coffee. The drive through was full, and then we went inside to go get it. We were in there for like five. We would have been here on time, but they started casually having a conversation about like crawlers or something like that. Didn't take our order out of our order, and so we're just like, we got to go.
Crawlers or crawlers? Like, really? Crawler. Don't know zombies?
Oh, yeah.
When the zombies come, we are going to post up in this Dunkin' Donuts.
We got in there. There was one woman inside, and the woman was waiting for her drink to be finished. So when we got in there, the lady had already started making this woman's drink. And then 5 minutes later, she finally gives it to her. And then they want to have a fucking chit-chat going on. Don't get me going. And so I'm like, what the fuck is going on over here? Like, can we get, like, hey, we'll be there in a minute? Got none of that shit. So I'm like, fuck this place, and we left.
How?
You should knock over a chair on the way out.
I don't understand places that can't do both. Like, they can't carry on the conversation. Like, I don't need them to talk to me. Just ring up my fucking order.
This is after she got the drink, and then she's talking to the girl about, I normally get it with Karen. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm just assuming that's what it was.
I mean, just, like, take the order, chat with your friend while taking the order. I don't give a shit. Just give me what I need.
They didn't address us at all.
That was the thing. Like, I started doing dips on the counter. Like, I was like, all right, maybe if I start doing something weird, they'd be like, hey, he's being weird. Let's take the order and get him out.
And I also want to show off my fucking tries, too.
Matt was wrapping his leg around one of the Baskin-Robbins cones. Like one of the giant cardboard cutouts. Are you humping that ice cream cone?
Just walked around and started eating donuts. They might have noticed then.
Yeah. Just screaming. I would really
like the guy at Waffle House that just made his own meal.
No, just go in and open the ice cream and just drop it fucking top down on the floor. Looking him dead in the eyes. You gonna help us?
it was a Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, with the Dunkin' Donuts in it.
Please stop destroying the pints. One pint for every minute.
Yeah, it would have been at least 5 pints.
Yeah,
I've worked in the service industry.
Then I grabbed my dick and bit my lip, and we got out of there.
Fuck. Yeah, I've worked in the service industry, so it's like I don't fucking play that.
Yeah, you worked at Pizza Planet or whatever.
Planet Pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza
Planet's from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I worked at Planet Pizza, which was like a direct ripoff of Pizza Planet.
Did it have a Toyota with a rocket ship on it?
It had a giant claw machine, like claw when you walked in, and like little aliens around.
And the Oda was scraped off, so it just said Toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is clever.
Yeah.
But then you put it in all the films that you've made?
Yeah.
Awesome. There you go.
Where the fuck was I? Oh.
Pixar.
There was a...
Well, nailed it.
This is a dumb thing, because isn't it a Disney Pixar movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they branched off, I think, and now they're separate?
No, because Pixar shit is in Disney parks, so I assume it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, because this is what happened. I was at a mic, and I hate when people, like, when comics bring people to mics. I'm just going to put some dirt out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when comics bring people to mics, and the people they bring are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Like, why would you bring awful people to mics? Especially repeatedly. Because, like, what happened was Rippy was up there, and he was doing his, like, what Disney princess would you fuck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And... like, the one he said was, like, Mr. Potato Head, and, like, this girl that this guy brought was like, that's Pixar, and he's like, okay, like, thanks for fact-checking, I guess.
That's so hilarious.
That's Pixar.
And she was like, well, no, I would know.
Why are you getting heckled over fucking Disney? Was she 12? Like, who the fuck knows this?
And then on top of that, it's not even Pixar. It's like a Hasbro toy from, like, the fucking 50s.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like he wasn't invented for Toy Story. Like he was a
he was a toy.
Yeah, he was a character in and of itself before.
It'd be like Wreck-It Ralph,
Reiner, whoever does this with Don Rickles or whoever.
Wreck-It Ralph. That's Pixar. That's Sega, dipshit. Like,
what the fuck? Where was this at?
This is at Steep Station.
Oh my god.
God,
I can just hear some fucking vocal from. That's Pixar!
Yeah, she was like so smug about it, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, the
like,
girl did it or the guy?
The girl did it. Like, The girl was heckling Rippy, and I was like.
Fuck that bitch.
Sipping on some fucking kava.
Haterade.
Oh, no, she didn't buy shit because she was drunk. Like, you can't drink almost anything at a kava place when you're drunk.
Oh, that'd be great. She should have. Yeah. I need a fucking drink.
I got you 5-6 shells.
She'll be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, my insides are on fire.
And that happened Thursday, too.
Good.
Thursday at the improv, Heather was working, and fucking this guy, he went up, and he brought, like, a bunch of people with him. So when he got off stage, they just continued to talk, like, through everyone else after that. But he was buying drinks.
Yeah.
So it's like, but still, dude, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? It was, like, one of those things. Oh, bro, these people, I'm buying drinks. And he was, like, a douchebag.
Yeah.
Wearing, like, a tight polo shirt.
Douchebag.
Typically, he looked like Matt, but, like... But not as douchebag. Like,
not as big of a douchebag.
No, like aesthetic. The hair spiked up, and he's wearing like a polo shirt, and he's got the swole arms. Like, it's way too tight for me, you know, like that guy.
Matt's got swole arms.
Well, he's you know pretty beefy.
Beef.
And he just gets on stage and does all hack shit. And I'm just
like, so this chick was sucking my dick, right?
Yeah, I just had a protein shake. Sorry.
She's going down to the base of my stugats.
Brad fell asleep. Sorry, Brad.
Fall asleep.
He's just sick of us by now. He's like, it's been over an hour of this.
No. I remember I'm only like 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah. So. The excitement of doing the podcast is starting to wear off.
No, I'm having fun. But I mean, I'm only human. I'm trying not to look tired.
Super sleepy.
I'm sorry.
You got something planned tomorrow, right? Or do you not do that every week?
Oh, I don't do that every week. No, tomorrow's Father's Day, so I'm going to just spend time with my kid.
Daddy.
I'm going to hang on my puppy.
Daddy.
She's going to make me a horrible breakfast, and we'll watch horrible movies, and it'll be a horrible time.
Well, it's planned.
No, I'm just kidding. What movies? She's a cool kid.
Daddy's Day Out?
Veggie Tales?
Oh, Baby's Day Out?
That's not a movie.
Yeah, it is.
He's fucking with me.
Gonna watch Veggie Tales.
No, she's 12, so like.
Oh my god! You think about the Veggie Tales, and you stick a cucumber up your tail. Oh my god!
That's how it happens.
That's how I watch it now.
Yeah. Oh no!
I love that. Did you fart? Did you make a fart?
Just no, I farted that, last show, not this show.
Shoving that smart ass tomato up your ass.
God doesn't like this.
This is unholy.
Then put a hole in it. They didn't even microwave me.
I'm a fuck you, Wally Tomato.
No, I don't have holes. We gonna make one.
Is that really how it goes? I've never seen this movie.
I'm an abomination.
And on the seventh day, he sets the cucumbers in your ass.
Why did they get in arrest?
If a man lays with a cucumber.
Oh my god, where were
they? They said stuff about livestock, but not the produce.
That's funny.
As long as you're not shoving shrimp or fucking goats up there. You're right.
Yeah, no shellfish.
Only fish on Friday. Get it? That's Brad in the attic.
All right, you guys ready to rap?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go first. Yo, look at me, man. I be up in the tree when people come in my face and say, fuck you. You ain't got no eyes. You ain't got no hair. You must be David Wynn's mom. I'ma fuck your bear back.
Bars.
Poop titty scoop, baby.
Poop titty scoop.
Scoop the whoop. Whoop. Whoop titty scoop. Poop.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
What you got, DW? You got a rap? We're going to do a rap battle here?
No, I can't freestyle.
You can't.
David forfeits.
Yay! I choked, right? Like,
fuck.
Like I'm Clarence.
Like your butthole did on that cucumber. Yes. Okay.
At least David's getting vegetables in one way.
When I said you needed more vegetables,
that's not true.
That's not what I meant.
There's lettuce and tomato and cheeseburgers.
You take them off, though.
No, I don't. I love them.
Off of you.
No,
throws them at the door.
Ketchup. Or like the tomato mixed with the mayo. It's so good.
The chair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sound like somebody was rapping.
So your kids got some plugs?
Come to Dunedin on Mondays.
I'll be at the brewery tonight, which is, this is Wednesday, so it doesn't matter.
Monday?
No, I don't have any shows coming up.
Every Monday, go see Brad at the Leader of Laughs.
Not this Monday, brewery. Though. I won't be there this Monday.
Well, that comes out Jared before this anyway.
Oh, yeah. I have to ask him. I keep forgetting. I have a gig with a band. You want to do it?
Yeah, just have David do it.
Pay you in cucumbers.
I'll bring them. Bring my own cucumbers.
He'll shove them up his ass and make cucumber water.
Yeah, that's how they make LaCroix.
You have any gigs?
The name's just pretentious. No, it's at that roast of Shannon Kelly, I guess it is now. It's supposed to be Kupo and
Rochelle.
Yeah,
and Rachel. Rachel.
On the 26th?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Like, I kind of want to go, but I kind of don't want to go because it's like my actual birthday. I don't want to go celebrate somebody else's birthday, not on their birthday. On my actual birthday. It sounds like horrible. It sounds like a bad time.
I don't want to go celebrate someone else's birthday, not on their actual birthday, on my actual birthday. Just like, it's so funny.
I'm just in the corner of my arms crawling, like, fuck, nobody say happy birthday to me.
They're all buying her shots.
Yeah, exactly. In there. It's not even a fucking birthday. What the fuck?
Perfect.
Birthdays were the work days.
Yeah, but I'll probably be there.
I've got Steve Station on the 24th. So I'm the featured comic on the or featured artist, excuse me.
Grabbing my dick and biting my lip. Right,
Maddie Bill's going to be doing a half.
You know, a bunch of this when you hit a good joke.
Yeah,
what's snapping?
No, that crowd is really responsive.
I don't know how to bite my lip well. This is sexy. Oh, you're not supposed to bite your top lip. Isn't that sexy to bite your top lip?
What are you doing? You doing the Hardly voice? You get a raging clue.
My clit's pointed this way.
Your clit's pointed this way?
Yep.
Wait, are none of you guys on that? It's tonight anyway, so I wouldn't. Never mind.
What are you
Shelly's show? I thought I saw one of you guys. I thought you were on Shelly's.
That was on Wednesday.
No, it's Bobby Katie.
No, it's tonight.
Bobby Katie or Feek and someone else.
Catherine Mahoney's headlining.
Catherine's headlining.
I haven't seen her yet.
Me either.
Catherine?
Yeah.
She's good. Yeah. I've seen her, like, when I first started doing comedy, she had already been in for a couple games.
Okay.
For a couple games.
Yeah, all right, so you got it. God damn, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. I'm fine. I chose to do this.
Yeah.
So I'll be at Think Piano in Lakeland on Saturday. Fine. Come see me on
today?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
No, this next is Wednesday. Week. Yeah. I know, it's confusing
from the
that
future.
We do this.
Let's make a prediction of something that'll happen. Everybody go around the table, something that'll happen, and we'll call it the show, and then if it happens, then we're like, Nostradamus.
David dies.
What do you mean, between now and when the show actually comes out? Some celebrity's going to say something racist and lose their job.
Okay, what do you got?
You heard me.
Oh no, what do you got? You heard Matt.
I'm going to die. That's not fair. That's an egg stack of the deck. I'll just kill myself.
I feel like Kim Jong-un is going to shove a cucumber up Trump's ass. And then hollow it out and microwave it while still in Trump. And then fuck it.
That's a sign.
Then they're going to pour a bunch of salt on it and eat it.
I think that's already happened. And
they're both going to lose
their
hair and eyes.
Where do you think they got the ideas from?
They're going to lose their hair and their eyes.
It's going to be some pickled cabbage. He's going to make ass right. Kimchi.
Ooh.
And a vat of boiled peanuts.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
We nailed